Malaria, as you know, is one of the major health problems in our country. But over the years, we have been a constant force to try to reduce the problem, the burden of malaria. And one of the interventions which researchers have worked in Tanzania is on insecticide-treated mosquito net. This intervention has been shown to work effectively, first of all, during the studies which were conducted in several African countries, which provide a proof of concept that this mosquito net works. And then we moved into another stage of trying to say how we could also creating a channel for provision of these mosquito nets through social marketing approach, which was done, which later on led into the development of the national strategy, at the same time stimulating the private sector to start to invest more in nets. As a result, coverage of IT of nets in Tanzania has grown substantially.
So what can you tell me are the prospects of this impregnated mosquito nets to prevent malaria?
Yes, what you see now is what's real, what's happening. We see substantial reduction of deaths in children happen now in many places in Africa where coverage of mosquito net is very high. What is more interesting for our country is that we are the leading bed net manufacturer in Africa. Now almost more than 60% of our children are sleeping under nets. On top of that, under 5 mortality has actually decreased substantially. The report which is produced by the Minister of Health in Tanzania has shown clearly that malaria has, the deaths in malaria has actually decreased to almost 50%.
Tell me, how have ordinary Tanzanians embraced this innovation?
Yes, they have embraced this innovation in 2 ways. First of all, more than 60% of children are sleeping under the nets. That's one. Secondly, we have built up a network of retailers and wholesalers who are actually distributing nets to the people.
Some people raise concerns about some people using the nets for fishing, among other things. How do you resolve those challenges?
Yes, as you don't expect an intervention like that, which is widely utilized, and you have few cases where people are using for bed nets. And to me, that's not a big issue because I see the impact of nets. I see deaths decreasing. So to me, those small number of people who are using it for fishing is not a big issue because they could also use the other thing. So to me, it's also a source of protein. But of course, I would not like them to continue to use that for that purposes. In terms of the natural resource management, you don't actually fish a very small fish. That's more of a problem of the natural resource than the public health problem.
So what has been the partnership between the government and the private sector in order to generate, provide these number of nets to the people who need it most in order to raise and improve the health conditions of Tanzanians?
Yeah, the success, it was not possible for a government alone to achieve this success. So it is a strong partnership between, first of all, between the government and the bilaterals. Bilaterals, particularly the UK and the Swiss and the Netherlands governments, who were actually behind. And then later on, the US government came in with a President Malaria Initiative. But more importantly, with the private sector, who actually moved into production. Also, the production of the nets, but also the distribution, and also making sure that these are actually reaching. So it's a public-private partnership which led into this success.
What would be your message to other African countries about this initiative that you seem to hail has been a success so far in Tanzania?
Yes, flood Africa with nets.